John Kerry won in Virginia and Tennessee, two states close to Edwards' home of North Carolina. But Senator Edwards says he'll try hard to win next Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin.
What I'll do is campaign my heart out. I mean, I'll be here every day touching every voter I can, putting every bit of energy and fight I have into this. I intend to do very well here in Wisconsin. I will have a lot of focus, as I have in some other states, on jobs, because I know it's a huge issue to me personally, and I know how important it is here in Wisconsin.
Indeed, Wisconsin ranks high in manufacturing job loss over the last 3 years. And Edwards told a Milwaukee audience last night that new strategies are needed to keep jobs in the U.S.
We can have a tax policy that's fair to American workers, where we say we're no longer going to give tax breaks to American companies leaving and taking jobs overseas. Instead, we're going to give tax breaks to American companies that will keep jobs right here in America, where we so badly need them.
Edwards also says the U.S. needs a better trade policy. Edwards may have won at least a couple people over to his side last night. Tim Christensen says he came to the speech undecided, but was swayed by Edwards' message.
With the jobs leaving America, to change the tax policy and to support the working class instead of the upper class. I'm a populist at heart.
Christensen's friend, Diane LaBelle, is glad to hear that Edwards will apparently stay in the presidential race at least through next week and keep the jobs issue front and center.
Well, because I don't think anyone else feels as strongly as he does about this particular issue.
Wesley Clark's apparent decision to drop out of the race may help Edwards some, but John Kerry says his southern victories last night show he can win across the U.S. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.